Okay. Mi dispiace non parlo italiano. I have been practicing that for 2 days now. I want to thank those of you who are still here for the closing session. We promise to make it as fun and active as possible, since you are all quite tired of sitting. My name is Miriam Labak. I was one of the privileged persons to have been at the first Innocenti. And indeed, it is my pleasure to be back with some of the same people, with many new faces, and I'm happy to say many new countries involved in the very vital issue of starting every child off on the best chance for equity, for survival, and for development. This session, I'm not here as a representative of UNICEF, but rather I'm representing those of us from the multilaterals. It's representational, as a representative of, not a representative of. Does that make sense? We are here as examples of our various organizations to just say a few words. And before we conclude the session, I just wanted to start by saying that in March of last year, Rosalina, where are you? Raise your hand. Approached me at a meeting and said, Christoph Baker was wondering if we're going to do anything to celebrate the anniversary of Innocenti. And I started me, shall we? And since that time, you all know it's been a very roller coaster, interactive, totally collaborative quilt of people working together to bring this event to the reality that it is. I'm very happy also to see that one of the other changes since the first Innocenti is that we now have a symbol. I'm so happy to see so many of you wearing the golden bows, a symbol of what we're talking about, that exclusive breastfeeding is the gold standard, that the mother and the child are both equally important in this process, that the knot in the center is the father, family, society, without whose support the mother and child wouldn't be able to succeed, and in fact the bow wouldn't exist. It also supports the continued breastfeeding with complementary feeding and a period of spacing between births to allow the mother to recover and the child to be a child for as long as possible. But I want to tell you, each of you who is wearing the bow, it's not just a piece of jewelry. It's a commitment. It's a commitment to act, to make sure that every mother is enabled to succeed with her choice, and if she has a fully informed choice, she will choose to exclusively breastfeed. Many people have talked today about the many things that have happened over the last 15 years, and I won't repeat them. But this event today was about the progress and the challenge ahead, the past success and the need for concrete, funded, resourced action in the future in a coordinated manner. We three up here are representational. That's the word I was looking for. We're just representational. I'm representational of multilaterals at the moment. Adriano is representational of our local area where we're sitting today. And Felicity was actually, we asked all the NGOs who they wanted to kind of represent in this closing session, and her name came up most often. So she's sort of representational of the NGOs who brought this meeting together. And we just wanted to have a moment for a few informal comments before we get on to the business of closing the declaration and the closing remarks.